With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street's on a roll this morning, given a shot of adrenaline by a robust jobs report.
The Labor Department reported Friday that U.S. employers added 177,000 jobs in April. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.2%. Both numbers, which demonstrate that the U.S. labor market remains in good condition, are based on surveys taken in the immediate wake of the Trump administration's move in early April to institute the highest level of tariffs on imports since the 1930s. The gain extended the streak of U.S. job growth to 52 months. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More responsibility for America's top diplomat, Secretary of State Rubio, assuming the role of interim national security advisor. President Trump plans to nominate the current national security advisor, Mike Waltz, for the role of U.N. ambassador. Israel comes to the defense of a persecuted religious minority in Syria, the Israeli military hitting a target in Damascus.
Israeli forces have bombarded an area in the early hours of Friday, very close to the presidential palace. A statement by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel wanted to send a clear message to the Syrian government that it would not allow Sunni Islamist forces to be sent into Druze areas. The Israeli attack, as well as another Israeli strike on Thursday, followed sectarian clashes in predominantly Druze southern suburbs of the capital this week, in which dozens of people have been killed.
And that's the BBC's David Bamford. It's been discussed for a long time, and President Trump is finally doing it, signing an executive order ending taxpayer funding of NPR and PBS. The president says anyone buying oil from Iran runs the risk of sanctions. Threat follows cancellation of tomorrow's U.S.-Iran nuclear talks in Rome. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 445 points. This is SRN News. Another reason to keep kids off social media.
According to an expose in the Wall Street Journal, chatbots on Facebook and Instagram, powered by artificial intelligence, are now able to engage in graphic sexual discussions with minors. The journal also reports that the chatbots can use the voices of Walt Disney characters and celebrities in their conversations with children. Reporters from the journal pretended to be kids and engaged the bots, generating exchanges that are too graphic to repeat here. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican state lawmaker from Maine is appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court after she was censured by the state House for a social media post. Representative Laura Libby's post condemned the state high school athletic association for allowing a boy to compete against girls in track and field. Libby argues that the censure by the House has blocked her from voting on the floor, leaving residents she represents with no representation. This is SRN News. You know, they call them woodpeckers, but this red-headed vandal is pecking more than just wood in one Massachusetts town.
Over the last few weeks, the bird has broken more than two dozen mirrors. At least one vehicle's side window has been smashed. But do you think the folks in Rockport are upset? Not at all. They're taking it all in stride. Resident Ben Favaloro says he and his neighbors are actually having a good laugh about it, and no one wants to harm the bird. Avian biologist Pamela Hunt with New Hampshire Audubon says a lot of smaller birds will be aggressive against their own reflections. Jason Walker reporting.
California's population has increased for 2 years in a row now, up 1% last year over 2023, due at least in part to the number of births outpacing deaths, as well as a boost in the number of adults 65 and older. More details at srnnews.com.